Hello, this is Graham Freer. Well, what a surprise. Here I was walking along Stoke Road and I passed by a place that I used to know as Nobes Sports and thought, I know, I'll wander in there and say hello, see if I can get an interview. And behind the counter was Nick Carter, whom I know from Facebook, in fact.
That's correct. Yes, hello, Graham.
How do you do? It's nice to actually put a face to the name.
Yeah, likewise.
So, you're the owner of the business now?
That's correct, yes. Have been since 2011.
And it's called what now?
We eventually rebranded it as Absolute Running.
Absolute Running, mm-hmm. Which I suppose there's a clue on the tin there, is there?
Just a little. Although we're still a general sports shop, as Nobe Sports always was, whereas they used to specialise in cricket and racket sports, we're specialists in running. So that's front of shop, and that would, I would say, be sort of 75% of our business.
And obviously the market's big enough round about Gosport.
Well, we always wondered why Gosport wasn't better catered for, to be fair. So that was one of the reasons we wanted to do it. We thought there were more runners in Gosport than were perhaps being given credit for. So we wanted to create a hub where somebody like us, and when I say us, I mean my wife, and my son and my daughter, could come and spend some of our hard-earned money and meet like-minded people. So that's how it started.
So what were you doing before, Nick?
My wife and I were both in the Navy, which is where we met. I then became a police officer, where I served for 23 years with Hampshire.
Really?
All over the county. Whilst in my final year, or years, our son and daughter showed a particular aptitude for running and became county athletes, and Harry, our son, was on the cusp of trying to qualify for the Commonwealth Games at middle distance, so we spent most of our time following him around the county, or the country, should I say. And it sort of became part of our lives, this running business. So the only way we could think of that would allow Harry to train twice a day, every day, and still make a living, and still be part of the family, was to perhaps own a running shop. And we heard that Nobe Sports was becoming available, and we joined them, and that's how it started.
And has your son realised his potential, would you say?
No, it's sort of ironic, really. No sooner had the ink dried than he got injured. International career, or budding international career, was over.
Oh.
But that then lent itself to him being with me for 5 years and building the business, which has become reasonably successful and very well known. So everything happens for a reason, we say. And I think he's now rediscovered his love of running. He's over his injuries. He's joining the Navy. And he hopes to wear the vest of the Royal Navy and compete for them. So, you know, his best days may be behind him, we don't know, but we'll see. At least he's enjoying his running again, which is the main thing.
What's that expression, one door closes, another door opens?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everything happens for a reason. We're great believers.
You believe that?
We do, definitely believe that, yeah. Yeah.
So, you were meant to be here then, quite obviously.
Yeah, I would never, if you'd said to me 20 years ago, the amount of times I've walked past Nobe Sports or been into Nobe Sports and bought stuff, and if you'd said to me that one day we would be here, I'd have thought you were a little bit crazy, but here we are.
Many people have said that.
Me too. But yeah, here we are, and it's been an emotional 5 and a bit years, but enjoyable nonetheless.
So running, that's not too niche then?
No, I mean, you're a man of the world, you've no doubt walked around with your eyes open. It just seemed, we're going through that renaissance again. So the boom of the 70s when everyone was jogging, that's come back bigger and better than ever before. There are lots of initiatives, government-led, council-led, locally-led, to get people more active, encourage people to become more active. There's something called a park run, which is a national phenomenon. It's a free race every Saturday up and down the country, which has encouraged families to get involved. And on the back of that, there's this new boom of running. So everyone, all the cool kids are doing it. Everybody's having a go, and it's probably a good time to be involved in running retail, I suppose. I mean, different challenges. We've got the internet to compete with. That was never around in the 70s.
How do you cope with the internet? Because that must be very hard.
Well, it is. So we have to create an environment that makes people want to come and spend some of their money with us. So we always set out to create that sort of hub, if you like, the sort of place where people will want to go and meet like-minded runners or like-minded people, sit and have a cup of coffee, have a chat, talk about their races, talk about the training, have the odd bit of retail therapy, and that's sort of how it's panned out, really.
And even I see on the shelf on the back some bottles of rather nice-looking rum.
Well, we have a Wednesday meeting here, which is called the 5:45 Run Club. It's completely free. It's completely inclusive, so it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what ability you have. We all go running from here at 5:45 on a Wednesday. We run anything between 100 metres and 5K, or 3.1 miles, at whatever pace you want to do that at. Then we come back here, and there's usually food and drink supplied by our customers, or by ourselves, or both, on the table. And we stand and feast, put the world to rights, waste about an hour of our lives doing just that. And then everyone goes home. Occasionally, if we can find a suitable excuse or reason, we get the rum out. So we don't need too many excuses. We have our own beer. We have our own 5:45 branded ale, which is made by brewed by our local brewery.
Excellent people.
They are excellent people. Yeah, it's a real family club on a Wednesday.
But then people put back all the weight they've lost through the running.
Yeah, but Wednesday's all about having a bit of fun. If you want to be more serious about your running, there's another 6 days in the week to do that. Wednesday's just about kicking back, having a bit of a laugh, meeting perhaps new people and making new friends, and remembering why we started running in the first place.
Almost like a business networking meeting.
You know, people do use it for that. A lot of doors have opened, like you said about doors opening and closing. A lot of people have made new friends and contacts through our Wednesday nightclubs, yeah.
Now, it's great to see this place. Can you talk me through, what's that enormous machine over there?
So that's a running treadmill. When it's obviously in its stowed state at the moment, so it's upright, but when it's in its reclined state, it's a running treadmill. So we would invite our customers to run on this, so that we can ensure that we give them the right shoe, we sell them the right shoe.
You're not planning to sell this to someone?
No, that's not for sale. That's purely so that we can assess the running needs of our customers, so we know what type of shoe to try them in.
You have to be very careful, don't you?
With assessing their needs?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, you know, behind what we call gait analysis. It is fairly simple, and we will talk our customers through the process as we go. We can video it, and we can show them how they run if they wish to see it. But in essence, our feet will land in one of three ways: either flat, rolling on the outside, rolling on the inside, and depending on which of those three you are, you'll need a particular type of shoe to give you the best type of support. And once the customer finds the shoe that they feel the most comfortable in, then as long as they like the colour and the price, we've cracked it.
So you've got all the big makes, have you?
We've got most of the big makes. There's one or two that aren't on our shelves. We don't do Nike, for example. It's just you can't stock everything. But we do most of the others.
So which are the best shoes that you
have? There is no such thing as the best shoe. They are all fabulous shoes. One of those shoes will suit your feet better than the others. It's a bit like Cinderella.
So
you have to find the right shoe for you.
And it doesn't matter about the badge on it?
No, absolutely not. No, you can get budget brands that could be just as good for you as a more expensive and exclusive brand. It's they're all roughly around about the same price, to be fair. These days, you're looking at around about three figures for a running shoe. If you want the right running shoe for you, you can get them for around about £70-75. Discontinued ranges, last year's stock, you can find cheaper. The key thing is to get the shoe that fits the shape of your feet and gives you the right amount of support. Once we've determined that, then hopefully the customer can go away happy. We sort of want a long-term relationship with our customers, so what is important is that we don't break them and we try and find the right shoe for them.
Well, Nick, thank you very much indeed for your time. The best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you again, no doubt.
Lovely. Thanks, Graham.